Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf lamed. We're holding chof tes amud beis, three lines from the bottom of the amud. And the Gemara tells us first a story. Yosef Reb Ovin v'Rav Yitzchak b'Rabbi Kamed Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah was the Rebbe. Reb Ovin and Reb Yitzchak b'Rabbi were the Talmidim. And the Rebbe, Reb Yirmiyah, is either before the shir or after the shir, was tired. The Kamenam name Reb Yirmiyah. And therefore he was, in Yiddish they say, drimling. Drimling in English means dozing. That he was dozing off. Exactly, dozing off. Good. Yasvik Amri. So what did Reb Ovin of Yitzchak Barebi speak about? They didn't speak about Trump, but they didn't speak about Biden, they didn't speak about all the other very important issues that are facing us in this generation, but rather they were talking about the Gemara. They were talking about Bar Pada. Bar Pada di Omar Podon Chois Rois the Koichois. We, of course, all remember this Bar Pada from yesterday. What was Bar Pada yesterday? It said in the Mishnah that if a person had a bunch of trees in his backyard, and he looks at those trees and he says, Hari netiosa elu korban, I am makdish them all for a korban, for better kabayis, it should have kedushas damim, I want them to have kedusha, ad shik tzitzu, until those trees are felled. Felled either by human beings, or by the Rabbeinu Shlomo, by sending a major hurricane, or just because so they get old.
Once they're felled, they lose their kedusha?
That's an excellent question. Unfortunately, we didn't have you yesterday when we dealt with this in greater depth.
I don't want to be me'akiv anything.
No, quite to the contrary. Your presence today is mechazik the tzibur. So, what does it say in the Mishnah? These netiyos should be carbon, they should be kodesh, until they are cut or until they fall on their own. Says the Mishnah, what happens? Ein lehem pidyoin. You cannot be poided them. Now what means you cannot be poided them? See, recall we had yesterday, Bar Pada said, and this is the bottom of Chof Ches Omid Beis, where Bar Pada says, Podon chois reis vekoichois. These are the last three lines on 28b. That what? A person can be poided. Ein lehem pidyoin is not really, you cannot be poided. It's just that that pidyoin has no permanence, because as soon as the pidyon is over, in other words, he looks at the trees, these trees are worth $500, I'm hereby poyed, I'm going to send a check for $500 to the Bede Kabayis, so I'm poyed to them, guess what? In a split second, instantaneously, choizris v'koichris, they become kodesh again. And you can be poyed again, and then chozren upoydis v'koichris again. You can do this a million times. You'll be poyda, it becomes kodesh. It'll be poida, it becomes kodesh. Why was that, you're wondering? So we discussed this yesterday. Because if the person just wanted to make them kodesh, he could have said, netiosa elu karban, finished. What would be then the halacha? If you're not poida it, it'll be kodesh until the end of their lives, whatever the lives of the trees are. And if he is poida them, then the kedusha goes away, just like any time you're being poida. By adding the words, ad shi'iktetsu, he meant to say, I want them to continue to have kedusha until that yiktetu, which might be the sequoia trees in California, maybe 1,000 years. And 1,000, for the next 1,000 years, I want them to be kodesh. When they're niktetu, that's already a different story. We had a machloikis between Bar Pada and Ula. What happens then? But prior to the ktsitsa, even though he was poida, choizer kodesh. Choizer kodesh. Each time he's poida, it has the kedusha returns, because that was his original statement. I want these to be kodesh adjiktetsu. That was the chiddush of Bar Pada yesterday. So based on this, the Gemara now says, the Reb Yitzchak, Rebbe, and Reb Ovin were discussing, and they were said, according to Bar Pada, the Omer, Podon, Chois Vekoychois, that right after the pidyon is over, boom, automatically, instantaneously, it becomes kodesh again. Tifshoit, let's be poishit to boir of Oishia. The shayla that Rav Oishia asked. What was the shayla of Rav Oishia? The shayla which appears on Daf Pei Beis in Mesechtes Kedushin. I'm sorry, Samach Beis in Mesechtes Kedushin, where it says, Hanoisin shtei prutois leisha. Person goes over to a woman and says, I want to be Mekadosh. Now we all know from Mesechtes Kedushin that if you want to be Mekadosh as Isha, what's the minimum amount? And how do we paskin? And what does Beisil say? Shavaprut. Good. So you have to give a Shavaprut. This person was exceedingly generous and he gave two brutais, but not because of his generosity. You'll see now what he had in mind. He goes over to a lady, let's call her Sprinza. Sprinza, I want to marry you. Here I'm giving you now two prutais. One of the prutais, the amula, the achas iskad shali hayon. With the first one, I'm telling you, hariat mikudeshes li, the prutazu, kedas moish of Yisrael, the two edim, the someone who's ready to go and read the ksuba, he got a masada kedushin, I'm going and marrying you today. Now why am I giving you the second pruta? Uba achas iskad shali, li achas she'ar garshich. Just in case, chas yisholem, we get to a dispute. You might be on the side of Trump, I might be on the side of Biden, there might be some ill will between us, chas v'sholem, that leads chulila to a get. Guess what? Right after the get is chal, I want the second pruta to go and be mekadesh you once again. So I'm doing, in a sense, two maisa kedushin. One on the spot, I'm going to be mekadesh you right now, and one as a backup apparatus, that just in case, chas v'sholem, there's a get. Boom! I want to be mekadesh you a second time at that time.
What's the logic? If you're divorcing someone, why would you want to be mekadesh them again?
What is the logic of a person going in mekadesh as a isha and not talking about the possibility of a get? If there's matrimony, there's hopefully love and affection, and you wouldn't expect that there would ever be a get. But he's saying, perhaps, again, none of this is... I know you're not comprehending it.
Yes. In my finite... there's also a post-nuptial.
Exactly. The story over here is that this chosen apparently knows that there are times that he gets heated. Hard for you to believe because you're such a calm and collected individual, but there are people in life that get heated, and they do things which are rash and irrational, and the next morning they wake up and they realize, oy, what did I do? I'm so foolish, I'm so stupid, what did I say and what did I do, and etc., etc. Mm-hmm. And so therefore this person knows his personality, and he says to the wife, we want to live together for the next 10,000 years, or at least as long as the two of us live. And so therefore, just in case, chulila v'chas, I give you a get. Boom! I want the kedushin to be chal a second later, instantaneously, because I'm giving you now two prutas.
But isn't the get given once all whatever have been exhausted, and the get is to send her away, not to have her come back? Isn't that the reason of a get, generally?
You're trying to figure out why a person would do this. It's very possible that Rav Yishia knew that a normally sane individual would never do it. But just in case, theoretically, if a person were to do this, does this have legal effectiveness, legal efficacy? Or are you going to go and say, come on, this is ridiculous, this is nonsense, this is stupidity? That's the Shaila of Rav Yishia. And therefore the Gemara asks now, said Reb Oven to Reb Yitzchak Berebi, or Reb Yitzchak Berebi to Reb Oven, you know, perhaps we can be poshut the Shaila of Rav Oishia according to Bar Pada. That what? Just like Bar Pada said, that his intention was that this should be Kodosh forever, at least until Achi Yitzitzu, and therefore each time that he's poided, boom, it gets immediately reinstated, the Kedusha, resurrected, as if nothing happened. But I was just poided. Who cares? Since originally he said until, the Kedusha comes back. So maybe the same thing over here. Even though Chas V'Shalom, the person's giving a get, but since he gave already the second kes of Kedushin at the very outset, so maybe right after the get is given, boom, the Kedushin should be chal immediately again.
But with the trees, you're doing an act to cause them to fall down, whereas
You're not doing any act. You're hoping that these trees are going to last for the next 2,000 years, like the sequoia tree.
Until they're felled, right?
Until they're felled either by God Almighty or by human beings.
Right, so what's the parallel with the get?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning...
Yeah, continue on.
So he's putting, with the trees, he's putting until they're whatever. Whereas with the get, he's just meaning like, what's the...
As soon as you give the get, you terminate the kedushin.
Right. As soon as you're like felling the marriage?
No. It's just like the pidgin by the trees. You're makadish the trees, and not makadish, you're makdish the trees, and you give them kedusha.
Mm-hmm.
When you do a pidyoin, then the kedusha ends. L'chayre, it should end forever and we're done. Mm-hmm. Bar Pada was mechadish based on the Lashon and Mishnah that that's not the case. That in fact, right after the Pidyon, the Kedusha is reinstated. So now Rav Oishia asked a parallel type of question. Person gave Kedusha, and then Chas V'Shalom, a day later, a week later, 50 years later, he gives her a get.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, since it was his intention all along that this Kedushin goes adiat, and that's why he gave two prutois at the outset, do I say that right after the get, boom, the second Kedushin is chal, it was hovering there in mid-air, waiting to be chal, just in case, if and when, chulila, there would be a get. The get has happened, so the get terminates the original Kedushin, just like the Pidyon terminated the original Kedusha. According to Bar Pada, the second Kedusha comes in immediately thereafter, right after the Pidyon. Here too, maybe the second Pruta does a crash landing right after the first get and makes a second Kiddushin.
So how would this play out? He's giving her a get, bye-bye, and then 2 seconds later, oh, when are we making the wedding?
Can you imagine? He doesn't even have to make a wedding. They're married from the first time originally.
Without doing anything.
Retroactive?
Not retroactive. At the time that he gave her the two prutois, he said, one Kiddushin should be chal now, and the second one should be chal, not in 30 days, or in 60 days. There will be another minyan in Mi'ertz Hashem, probably in another few minutes, maybe 9 o'clock or something. I mean, I can't promise you, only the Hashem Yisbarach knows.
What time?
Kollel starts at 8:30.
8:30, hold on.
I assume brachos, but I'm here and they're there.
There should be a minyan here, usually.
Usually there's a minyan, but it takes a couple of minutes. Yes?
In a get, it says, a kusal sefer krisus, dover shakars beino lebeino.
Yes.
A get, if you have a second Kedushin hovering in midair, then basically you're destroying the power of the get to create krisis, to separate them.
You have krisis for a split second, and after that split second, boom.
So so if you were a Kohen and he did this, what would be the status? Because a Kohen
would not be able to go and remarry her because she'd be a Grusha.
But she's already premarried, but as it were, she's already premarried to him. For
understood, but she has.
But that would trigger, that there would be a valid get, she'd be ushered in, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Gemara wants to bring that back. Let's see, since I see that all of our friends are all concerned and nervous about such a situation, we're going to see the first of the wide lines of the Ran here on Daf Lamed. It starts right before the wide lines. Tipshit, you see the dark font, right? Lamed Amal Aleph, Arab Amud. Tipshit, the boyer of Uishia, Hochi Garcinan, or Hochenami, the Havi Kiddushin. Right, we continue on. Dechi heichi. Now on to the first of the wide lines. Dechi heichi, the Amud Masisin, just like we said in our Mishnah. Shiyochel lehaktish netiyos halolu liachas sheyivtu v'chayla kedusha layu. Just like we said in our Mishnah, that according to Bar Pada, you're makdish the netiyos, and after the pidyon, the kedusha is chal again instantaneously. Avogav deloy aktish shenu acher pidyon. After the pidyon, he didn't say a word. All he did was, these are worth $500. Here's $500. They give it to the gizbar. They're now podoy. And guess what? Instantaneously, on their own, of their own accord, they became kadosh. So maybe Hochanami, chayli kedushi ki omar li achish agashich. Since he said initially that after Chas V'Shalom there'll be a get, I'm going to go and give you the kes of kedushin. Avu bisha achish agirsha loy chaz v'kitcha. Even though now he didn't do any ceremony at all. We didn't call any Edom, no Masada Kedushin, no musician, no florist, no invitations. But instantaneously, the Kedushin is Chal right after the get. Is that the case? So this is what they wanted to be pushed. So again, starting from the top line, according to Bar Pada, Tifshe, let's be pushed, the boy of Oishia, Hanoi Zishte Prutu, the Isha, the Yomel, the Beachas, Kashli, Hayoi, one is today. Sometime in the future, if this were ever to occur, let's be poishit that the kedushin is chal. That's what they were talking about as they were discussing this and going back and forth. Iser bahu Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah woke up from his dozing and he heard what they were talking about. Amalahu, and he said to them, "Maiko midamisun podon hu lepodon achirim." What you've done is you've taken the halacha of Bar Pada, which is talking about Podon who meaning the initial individual that was the owner that was makdish them, and now you are jumping to conclusions to cases when others were bepoid it. What do you mean? Hachim Rabbi Yochanan, Podon hu, choizois, k'doishois. Just like Bar Pada said, that It's perpetual, Zayikit. So each time you go and you point it, it becomes Kodesh again, on the spot, instantaneously. But if it's anybody else, then once they're poided, the Kedusha stops, and it does not automatically become Kodesh again. The Isha, in the case of Ishvi Ishtoi, when he's Mekadosh, is Isha, Kipadua Achirim Dami. That's like the case of the Kedua Achirim, and not the Podrihu. You're wondering, why exactly? Why is there a difference between Manishtana Podun Hu and Podun Achirim? So we're going to go and see the Ran. We're going to continue on the second wide line, Loishanu Ele Podum Hu. The Kivin to Podum Hu, since he, the original owner, was Podum. Uli Oilam Loyotzen the Tiyos Halolu, Merishus Hegdish Oimershus Oimershus Sai. The status of these natiois, of these trees, is that they never ever left either his rishus, where they were initially when he planted them, when he bought them, when they were in his rishus, or when they became hegdish as a result of the was makdish. So it's throughout their lifetimes of these trees, they have only been in the rishus of either the owner, the original owner, or of the hegdish. So dinhu shihu choizus ukdoishus, since the original owner added an appendage to his original Kedusha, and he says, I want these to be Kodesh, essentially, forever of the life of these trees, until Ad Sheyitzitzu. So even though he was pointing to them, guess what? Remember what you said a year ago. Remember what you said 20 years ago. Yeah, I remember. Boom, they become, again, Kodesh, instantaneously, automatically. Avol, Hodum Achirim, if others were pointing to them, Afilich Nisim Achikim L'Rishusay, even were they to go and return it to the original owner subsequently. After the opinion, they do not become Kodesh again automatically. Why? As soon as the others were poided these trees, nistalik rishus balmari shoinim mehen, then everything, their entire status has changed. Number one, they're no longer Kodesh. And number two, they no longer belong to the Balam Rishonim, because after all, the Gizbar can allow anybody to be pointed. That's the whole Indian of the Gizbar. The Gizbar says, okay, I have a bunch of extra trees, we don't need them. Anybody want to buy? We make a public auction, and we let everybody go and put in their 2 cents. And here this person said, yeah, I'm going to buy it. Once he buys it, then guess what? Hegdish no longer owns it, and the original owner is now history. He has nothing to do with it. So therefore, now, Nistalik Rishbalim Rishonim Mehen, the original statement that the Balam said that I want this to continue on. You want it to continue on, you be pointed. If you let somebody else be pointed, it's no longer used. You have no further say vis-a-vis these trees. V'kim da hishata, e'efshel lehegdish yochal aleyen, bosish, e'efshel lehegdish yochal aleyen. Since at this point, the original owner no longer has any say. If he were to stand up and say, okay, but remember what I said originally. I want them to be Makudish forever. Mister, if you really feel that way, you should go and buy them back. As long as they belong now to the new owner, he now calls the shots, and his calling of the shots is, I went and I was pointed, now it belongs to me. I'll do whatever I want with them. And so therefore, Basa Shata Nami, even were the new owner to go and convey these trees back to the old owner, in other words, he sold it back and gave it to him on present, even then it would not be chal, because after all, the original stipulation of the original owner ended when the new owner was poided. Of course, if the new owner hands it over to the old owner, and then he wants to make another kedusha, that's already up to him. But until that period of time, it remains no longer Kaddish. And therefore, says the Gemara, the Ishanami kit paduach chimdamia. Why? Lefisha miyach in his gasha. As soon as she got the get in her hand, yoitz is mishusabal rishusa. It's just like the Achirim. She is no longer under the dominion of her husband, where she had been for the last day, month, week, year, 10 years, whatever. She's now independent. And therefore, the Kedushin is not going to be chal on her automatically. If she wants to accept a new guest of Kiddush, that's a different story. But to go and say that the old one should automatically be triggered, she no longer belongs to him, and therefore nothing happens. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yirmiya said it was a good try, it was a very nice parallel, but Lamaisa, the case of the being Mekadish as Saisha with the Shtei Prutois, is much more in line with the Podem Achenim than the Podem Hu, and therefore Uriah falls away. Yes, sir?
if she, the initial kedushin with the two prutos, if she accepts it, that initial accepting is only chal on the first kedushin or both of them?
That was the shaila of Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia wanted to know, do I have an automatic real kedushin now and a second potential kedushin hanging out there in the wings, that if and when chas v'sholem there's a get, well, it'll be chal at that time. So they wanted to go and be poshut from the case of Bar Pada, that in fact there were two Maitse Kedushins that happened simultaneously. One that was Chal became effective now. One that has a delayed reaction that'll be Chal only after a Ged. And so therefore, just like Bar Pada, that he said that right after the Pidyon, the Kedushin returns. So perhaps same thing like Bar Avoshia, that right after the Ged, the Kedushin returns.
On its own accord.
On its own accord, without having to do any further act. Said Reb Yirmiyah, very nice try. It sounds great, but bottom line is, this is not similar to the Bar Pada case and the Mishnah's case of Podan Hu. This is similar to the case of Rabbi Yochanan of Podan Acherim, and therefore the Kedushin is not Chal automatically. If they want to get together again, sure, no problem. He can go and be Mekadosh at that time. But the original Kedushin of the first time, that is not going to be Chal.
And the second pruta, what's the status of the second pruta? Right. Is it Matana?
She presumably either it's Matana or she's going to have to give it back to him. And if you need a good lawyer, we'll get a good litigator who will charge you at least five prutas to go and defend the case.
Possibly.
So that's like the money in Mechoza. They had to spend 600 zuz to get 200.
Yeah. But if you remember in Mesach Kedushin, it talks about the person who's Mekadish es Achoisa and gives her money. It's obviously, the Kedushin is not Chal. What happened?
Do you say that the money
is a Shem Matana, or do you say it was a loan and she has to go and return it? So there's a similar parallel discussion in Mesach Kedushin, which we're going to learn in Mitzvah and not too long. It Manami, just like Rabbi Yochanan said a moment ago, we said, Hochi Om Rabbi Yochanan, It Manami Om Rabbi Ami Om Rabbi Yochanan. The whole discussion about Choiz is a Koi choice, according to Bar Pada, and perhaps according to Ula, is if he was Poida, because he still has rights, dominion, it's a Rishusai. If other people come to the scene and they're Poida, then it doesn't become Kaddish anymore, and the Kedusha stops, and we're in time. Yes, sir. Okay, so we continue on to the next Mishnah. And now in this Mishnah and the next few Mishnahs are going to talk about what the Gemara often refers to when a person makes a neder, he makes a neder beloshen b'nei adam. Not necessarily what it says in the Torah, but nedarim heilach achaloshem b'nei adam. What do people mean when they say things? You're always going to ask, why don't we go and ask the individual? Maybe right after he made the neder, he flew the coop, he ran away. So we want to know what the status of the neder is in terms of his statement. What is the definition of what he said?
Does the neder have to be heard by someone else, or you can just say in privacy, I'm making a neder that I'll you stop, it won't eat, drink you can go, for
you
a
can,
month?
You can do it b'chadri chadorim. You can go and do it in the privacy of your home, or you can go and dig a ditch and go into the basement and make the neder, wherever you want. So it says in the Mishnah, Hanoide miyor dehayam. First it says, I no longer want to have Hano'ah from those people that are seafarers, people that go and take voyages on the yam, on the sea. If he made such a statement, mutter biyosh v'yabasha, he's allowed to have Hano'ah from all of those that generally do not go on sea voyages, but live here on the dry land. We'll see how expansive or how restrictive this Yordei Hayam is momentarily.
A rowboat.
Oh, we are talking about robots. Exactly, we're talking about that. Miyosh v'yabasha. What happens if he makes a neder from all those people that live here on dry land? Then osir mi yorde hayam. Then he is osir from the yorde hayam as well. Why? She yorde hayam bichlal yoshvi hayabasha. So what the Gemara is telling us is the yoshvi hayabasha include the yorde hayam, but the yorde hayam do not include the yoshvi hayabasha. What's this svara? So Miat Hashem will see on the Amud Beis, because everybody and anybody that's Yerid Hayam eventually comes back to the Yabasha. Nobody lives their entire life on a boat. Even Noach and his three sons and family, they also left the Teva after a year. You don't live on a boat forever. You might go on a boat for a year, for 2 years, for 5 years. But eventually you come back to dry land. So everybody is Yoshvei HaYabasha, including the Yerid Hayam. However, there are many Yoshvei HaYabasha that don't go on boats, or if they do, they only go occasionally. They're not Yordei Hayam. So therefore, if you say Yodayam, Yoshua Hayabasha are not included, but vice versa, they are. Now the Mishnah ends off. I'm not talking about those people that go from Akwe to Yafe. But I'm talking about those people that go on a voyage, that go on the high seas. Now, the Mishnah doesn't explain who are the people that go Me'akwe to Yafe, but the Ran explains that we're talking of people that are taking a very short trip, such as like the ferry from Staten Island to Manhattan. You have thousands of people that go back and forth on that ferry every single day. They would not be called the Yordei Hayam. We're not talking about the ferry people that go from Akwe to Yafe. It's a 5-minute trip. No, that's not what we're talking about. So which is that round that we're talking about? It should be down here.
It's the second line of the Gemara, Mefarshim Gemara, Hechikoi.
On
the base, Shaykh Masnissin the comment on the base, and that's what there's in the
afterwards. Okay, great. Okay, we're going to see exactly what this means. So the Gemara now asks, what does this mean? Those people that go, we said at the end of the Mishnah, loike elish holch miyak liyafay. What is that modifying? So is machlokes whether it's modifying the reisha, the noida miyardi hayam, or is it modifying the miyoshvi hayabasha, which is also miyardi hayam? It's okay. What? Rapotla racha berei derav ikachad masni areisha v'chad masni asefa. One says that this is to be appended to the reisha, and the other to the sefa. Mandatani areisha masni hachi. We start the Mishnah again. Ha noida miyardi hayam mutter biyoshvi hayabasha. Okay, so you mutter biyoshvi hayabasha, but you obviously oser biyardi hayam. Because he made a neder against the Yardi Hayam. It says the Gemara, Ha b'Yardi Adam Osir, this is really the Mishnah speaking, Yardi Hayam Osir, which people are called the Yardi Hayam? Those that mamish go in the high seas, people that go from New York to London, they go on the sea.
Darko the Farish.
V'loi ke'elu ha'hoilchim me'ak aliyafoy te'halein yoshvi ha'boshin ninu. Those people that go on the ferry, even if they go on a daily basis from Akka to Yafoy, that's not called Yordei Hayam. Those are Yoshvei Hayabash. And therefore, when the person made a Noidim Yordei Hayam, he's mutter not only Yoshvei Hayabash, but even those that go on the ferry every single day of the week. No, they're not called Yordei Hayam. Ella, who is the Yordei Hayam? Misha Darka Lefarsh. So this is therefore the Reisha. And the Reisha therefore is telling us a Kula that the Noidim Yordei Hayam, not only is he mutter the Yoshvei Hayabasha, but even on those people that go on the famous Akko to Yafo ferry, also mutter, because they're Yoshvei Hayabasha, they're not Yordei Hayam. The other Mandiyama learns L'chumra, or Manda Masi Yasefa Masi Hachim. Hanoyder mi Yoshvei Hayabasha, also mi Yordei Hayam. V'loi bi elu ha-hoylchen mi Akko to Yafo bilvod, ela filu b'misha darka l'foresh. So therefore, according to the way you learn on the Sefer, we started the Sefer. Person is no Yidem Yoshua, he's awesome. So now I might think Yordeyam means those that go on the high seas, says the Mishnah. No, don't think that way. Meaning, the way the Gemara is now interpreting it, don't think that Yordeyam is an exclusive club of those people that, start again. Hanoidem Yoshvi Abasha, Osa Biyardiyam, Veloy Be'elo Hahoilch Me'ak Aliyafi, Bilvad, when I say Yardiyam, I'm referring to not only them, Ela Filu Amisha Darka Lefarish. What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, so Kedai Techamina, the Yoshvi Abasha, certainly include the ferry guys, because the ferry people are only on the boat for 15 minutes a day. But otherwise, 99% of the time, 23 hours and 45 minutes, they're on the Yabasha. So therefore, maybe only those people are included. But what about those who dark the forest, they go away for 6 months at a time? If you remember when back in Masechtas Ksuvos, we had a Mishnah that said, what is the minimum oina that a person has? It depends if he lives locally, if he is a chamor, if he is a gamal, or he is a sapan, from the Safonim, and the Mishnah said this is for a week, and this is for a month, and this is 3 months, and this is 6 months. So you can go away for Saka for 6 months on a ship, or even for a year. You're going on a long, long cruise. But eventually, says the Gemara, you know why these people are also considered to be Yoshua Yabasha? Because eventually they're going to come back to dry land and get off the boat and stay on dry land for some period of time. So therefore, they're also called Yoshua Yabasha, and they're also included. So bottom line is, Eva Machloikis, what's the pshat in the last line of the Mishnah? Does it come to make a kula on the Reisha? And it's telling us, Noidim Yerdeyam does not include the Akar Teyafoi ferry people, and therefore they are mutter, just like other Yoshua Yabasha? Or is it coming to tell us a chumra, that Yoshua Yabasha is awesome, Yerdeyam, not only the seafarers that go away for 6 months, but even the guys that go on the ferry on a daily basis, or whenever they go on the ferries, those are also included, Yoshua Yabasha. And we continue on the next mission.
But why? But the last part doesn't make sense.
What doesn't make sense?
Because if there's three classes here. There's the land dwellers, the general seafarers, mm-hmm. and the commuters.
Okay, the commuters.
Okay. So the commuters are. So if someone's noder beyoshvei yabasha, commuters are also included in there. Why?
That's exactly right. That's what the Mishnah is telling us.
Why is the Mishnah adding? It makes sense on the ratio. You're carving out an exception. You're carving out an exception to the Nader. But here you're not carving out any exception. Of course they're included. They're Yoshua Yabasha also.
It's the other way around. If you go back again to the Mishnah, the Yoshua Yabasha also Miyorde Hayam. Right?
Right.
First is Yoshua Yabasha, Yordi Hagam included, Yordi Yam, Bechlav, Yoshua Yabasha. They're also included. Now, Loi Be'elu Shaholcha Me'akol Yafoi, add the word Bilvad. When we say that Yordi Hayam are included, don't think we're talking about only those that go on the ferry, who are commuters, as you say, and therefore are 99% of the time on the Yabasha. But even those people, B'misha Darka Lefarish, which I might have thought, those are not Yoshua Yabasha. They go away for 6 months at a time, and therefore they shouldn't be Yoshua Yabasha.
Thank you.
They too are included. So look again at the Lashon HaGemara. I'm sorry?
According to the list, to the safe, no Yordi Adam. If commuters are Yordi Adam, and those that take long voyages are also not Yordi Adam.
That's why he had the word Bilvad, Mr. Friedlander.
Did I add the word Bilvad?
You read it when you read it outside.
So let's look at now in the Mishnah. One second, Rabbi. So now, going back here on the Omid Beis. Now, the man de Masi, Sefer Masi, Hachi, on the third line of the Gemara. Hanoi de Miyor Yishwasha, Osa Biyor de Yam, Tloi Be'elu HaHolcha Mi'akol Yafoi.
Bilvad.
Oh,
thank you.
See? You already added it. I might have thought, where can you squeeze into Yoshvi Abasha? Those people that go on the waters is those people that go on the ferry. You remember what Brother Shai said at the very outset? Those people that go on rowboats.
They're virtually land dwellers anyway.
Of course they're land dwellers. So occasionally they go on a rowboat, occasionally they go on a motorboat, sometimes they go water skiing. Sure, of course. Sometimes they go swimming. Avanet people are not sitting on dry land 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. People will occasionally. So I might think that those are the only Yordi Ayam that are included in the Yoshvi Yabasha. But those that are the real, real hardcore seafarers that go away for 6 months at a time, or like Noach for a year at a time, maybe I should think that those are excluded from Yoshvi Hayabasha, Kamashmal and the Mishnah, that they're also included. Why? Because eventually they're also going to get out of the teva. Eventually they're going to get out of the ship. Therefore, they're also Yoshua Yabasha. So the term Yoshua Yabasha is very, very broad. If you look in the Webster's Dictionary, the first definition is those people that really live on dry land 365 days a year. The second definition will be including those people that are also commuters that go on the ferry, they're also. And definition number three will say that even the Yordi Ayam are part of the definition of the Yoshvi Yabasha, because essentially they live on this planet Earth, even though they're constantly on the water, but they're constantly getting off the boat and living on dry land as well, so they are included.
Who are the
Yordi Ayam? The captains and the sailors that go on these cruise ships, that go on these long-time navigations. They're the army or the navy, and they go away for merchant marine. So these are Yordi Ayam, but Nevertheless, when I say I make a neder against Yosef Yabasha, they're also included, because eventually they're going to come back to dry land. It's good, Rabbi. Nechatzish Tefrin. I'm sorry, Nochamu?
So the neder is not chal on anybody.
The neder is chal on everybody. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
In isolation.
If you make a neder only from Yardi Ayam, then what do you have in mind? You have in mind only those boat guys. Whether it includes the ferry people or not, that depends on the first pshat in the Gemara. But it certainly includes the people that go for 6 months at a time in the merchant marine, that go in the Navy. Those are certainly the ones that are included.
It might have been the same guy who was Mekadosh with two prunes.
It could be. Mutter B'Yoshua. I love you.
Because he can't get married. He can't.
He can't get married. He's on the boat. That's why he has to send a get to his
watch
wife.
Watch TV. Is that being Nena from...
Anyway, so if you make a neder Yordei Yam, you're Mutter B'Yoshua Yabasha. When you say Yoshua Yabasha, people that live on this planet Earth, that includes people that live on the boats most of the time, because eventually they get down to the Earth after all. And now
solitary.
We continue on to the next Mishnah. Exactly, solitary confinement. Next Mishnah. Now, we would think that the taich of the words, the definition of the words, Reyachama, means people that can see the light of the sun, can see the sun. So if you make a neder from those that can see the sun, I would think, okay, who does that come to exclude? L'chayre, someone who's blind, Rachman al-Slan. He cannot see the sight of the sun. Says the Mishnah, no. Osir apesumen, he's not allowed to have a noah even from a blind person. Why? Shlineskaven zeh elami she'achama roya oisan. It's not, you don't define the words roya chama, people that can see the chama, but rather someone or some things that the chama can see them. Well, what is this all about? So it's my timer. The roya cham is very simple. People that can see the cham. So Gemara, min haroyin. Wouldn't it have been simpler to say, I make a neder from all those people that have sight, that can go and see? Why did he go and say roya cham? So had he said royin, that obviously would exclude a blind person, because he's nebuch, not a roya. But since he says roya cham, what he really meant is that the chama sees them and shines light on them. No, isn't that anyone and everyone and everything in this world? Says he, one lafuke dog in the ubrim. It comes to exclude fish that are under the water. So the chama never sees them, so to speak, because they're hidden under the water. The ubrim and those that are still
in utero,
a fetus that hasn't been born yet. The chama doesn't see it. The chama sees the mommy, but doesn't see the ubrim. So therefore, if a person made such a neder, Maroya Chama, he would be osir to all people, to all things, to all animals, birds, creatures, anything on the face of the earth. But what would he be excluding? He would be allowed to go and eat as much fish as he wants, and he'd be able to have hanoah from an uber. I know what hanoah you would get from an uber, but they would be excluded from the neder.
They're anthropomorphizing the chama, say the chama sees. Mm-hmm. Chama doesn't just see living creatures. Mm-hmm. It sees plants, it sees peros.
Exactly.
It sees everything.
Everything
so
is
everything
included.
Everything is also everything.
Anything.
So anything. Lushin, anything that sunlight reaches is usher to him.
Exactly. The rai that we're not just talking about people is the fact that we're saying lafuke dog and v'ubrim. So therefore, anything and everything else is all included.
You can't drink water, apparently. Maybe from a deep well. Maybe
if it's a deep well in the basement or something. Maybe it's not roya chama. You can look in the mafarshim and see. Next mishnah. Look at the mishnah. Hanoidim mishchoyrei harosh. He says, "I'm making a neder not to have a noah from all those that have dark heads, black heads." So what does that mean? So what I would think is that means a person is full of hair on his head, and that would exclude a person who is bald, because after all, he doesn't have a black head, he has a white head. So I would think, says the Mishnah, no. He's also bikarechen, he's also in a kareach. Kareach means a person who's a baldy. And he's even also bali sevois. Lefnei seva tokum. Seva means an elderly person who no longer has. I know you know people in the community that are 70 years old and still have black hair. They say that they die at the Chavai Shadar. But anyway, the point is that Bali Sevis usually get older, you get white hair. So even though he said that I'm making a neder from all those that are the black-headed people, he included in that the bald people and those that have white hair. So who has he excluded? However, he's allowed to have a noah from women. They are not called shchoyrei roish, and ktanim, and even children. Why? She'ein nikroin shchoyrei roish. The term shchoyrei roish, if you look it up in Webster's dictionary for our purposes, in Hilchos and Mesechtos Nedarim, Ela Anoshim is only referring to men and not to women and not to Ketanim, and it's referring to all men regardless of how much hair they have or how much hair they do not have on their heads.
We'll say,
don't be nervous. So Gemara, my time, what's the reason why? It doesn't make any sense. L'choyer, when you say Shchoyer Roish, you mean a person who has a nice head of hair, black hair. So Gemara, L'choyer, mi bali seyar. He could have said, I am benoidim mi bali seyar. It means those people that possess hair. Since he didn't say that, therefore a baldy is included. But nevertheless, since he said blackheads, why shouldn't that exclude the white-headed or white-haired individuals? So for that, we're going to look at the Ran. The Ran says, it's here on the Amud Beis, the fourth line. Since he didn't say Baliseir, he said, he did not mean to exclude Kerechen, Bolis, they're included. Since we're saying already the word Shchoyer Roish, even though it sounds like I'm being insistent on black-haired, headed individuals, since I'm saying Legabi Kerechen, nah, Lav Davka, I don't really mean it. Even a baldy is included. So Levali Sevis Nami Lav Davka. So those that have white hair, it's also Lav Davka. Umishim Hochi, Omar, the Chika Omar Shchoyer Roish, Lo Oisem Sheodam, The reason why he used the term Shchoyer Roish is because he wants to be noider against all men. Why? Sometimes men have their heads covered. It's a cold winter day. They're bundled up. However, sometimes their head may be uncovered. So I cannot use the term Mechusei Haroish. And therefore, they're not called mechusei haroish, those with head coverings. Not megulei haroish, those that go around without having, but they're called shchoyer haroish. Levisha ruban, shal anashim, roish and shachar. If you were to go and take a statistic around the world, all men folk, you would find out that roiv of them, roish and shachar. Avol Noshim. So now let's stop here of Avol Noshim, because that's really getting into the next Gemara. And what the Gemara is going to tell us is that if a person wants to be mechaven with his neder to exclude women, of course, the easy thing would be to say not to have any hanoah from any more women. Well, that would make life too simple. Explains Gemara, my time, like the Ran just said, Anoshim zimnin the mechzir reshayu, v'zimnin the megalu reshayu. So therefore, you could not use the term vis-a-vis men, mechse haroish or megali haroish. Avol noshim li oilam mechzi. Women always have their head covered in public, and so therefore, if you want to use a term referring to the roish of women, what would you say about them? You would say mechse haroish. And if you're referring to ktanim, since little kids typically run around without anything on their heads, ktanim la'olam migli, you would call them migli harash. So now returning to the Ran that we stopped abruptly in the middle, it's about five lines before the new font, the next shtickle Ran. Levisha Ruben shalan noshim roish and shachar, and therefore they get the title of shchoyer harash. Av noshim kivin la'olam michsei, since they always cover their heads, b'mechusei harash or d'metayr oisam. If you would want to use a term other than women or females in describing women, you can go and say, those people that are mechusei haroish, those are women. Uktanim kimin de li'oyla migli, the meguli haroish, or the metai roisam. How would you refer to them? As the meguli haroish. So therefore, in conclusion, after this Mishnah, after the Gemara, and after the Ran, we see that there are three terms referring to men, women, and children. If you want to make a neder against with men, that men shouldn't have enough from you shouldn't have enough from them, you'd use the expression Shchoyer Harosh. If you're referring to women, you'd use the expression Mechusei Harosh. And if you're referring to Ketanim, you would go and say Megulei Harosh. And never the twain shall meet, or never the train shall meet, because each one is on its own. These are Shchoyer Harosh, these are Mechusei Harosh, and these are Megulei Harosh.
Only married women are...
That's true. Gemara doesn't go into it further. Perhaps Einachanami would only be means if you said Mechus Hirosh, maybe only women that are married and not so much.
Refers this to Pnuyim, Pnios.
Sorry, Ketana? Might include. Right. Could be. Zok to Mishnah Baita. Now we're going to focus on the word Yolud and the word Noilud. Which one means already born and which one means to be born? So Hanoidim and Hayiloidim. You use the expression, I don't want to have any Hanoah from a Yiloid, or Yiloid shouldn't have a Neder from me. Shouldn't have a Noah from me. What is the definition of that? Those means those people that are already born. Already born. You look at the Mefarish right next to the Mishnah. Hanoidim and Hayiloidim, Mashwashikvar.
Don't we say, Paro say, Kol Ben Hayilod Tashlichu La
Nahar?
I love the fact that you brought that. If you see the Ran on the right hand margin, look at the very last line of the Omid. Look at the last line of the Ran. Do you see Shmois Aleph? What's the next three words? Do you have that?
Call
it. Ariel? Do you have the bottom of the Ran? Ran is on the right hand margin. Go to the very, very last line. What does it say after Shmois Aleph? Kirch Siv. Isn't that what you were just quoting? You are mechaven to the Ran. Shkoyach for coming. You should come every single day. See how much you enhance the shir by your presence. Anyway, we'll get to that shortly. But in the meantime, our Mishnah tells us that if you use the expression Yolud or Yiloy, it means, says the Mafarish, Mashik Shvabol Oilam, those that are already born. And therefore, Mutzim Benoilotim. So if today, on a Thursday, a person says, I'm making a neder from Yiloidim, he's not allowed to have a no from anybody that was previously born, but someone that's going to be born in Mietzshem this afternoon, a little baby. And then afterwards, in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, this will already be a young man or a young lady. He would be able to have a no from that person, or be able to give a no to that person. Why? Because he was only neder from those that were previously born, and not those that have not been born yet. So the Gemara interprets the word Noilodim to mean those that are still unborn. Doesn't say we in utero, or they haven't even gotten into the uterus yet. We haven't, that's not the discussion. But all those people that have not been born yet, he's mutter because they are not Eloidim, they are Noilodim. On the other hand, if you make a neder min ha-Noilodim, that means those to be born, also min ha-Eloidim, then you're also even from those that were born already. That doesn't make sense. And in fact, Remeir Matir Af Piloidim. Remeir says, no. If you make a neder from Noilodim, then you're Mutter Be Yiloidim. Because just like you're saying, Yiloidim doesn't include Noilodim, Noilodim doesn't include Yiloidim. That's what Remeir says. Now, the Lashon of Remeir is abyssal Shver, because the way the Mishnah posits Remeir Matir Af Piloidim, it sounds like he's Matir not only Yiloidim, but something else as well. What would be the other thing?
Noilodim.
So this person made a neder. Min ha-noilodim. The Tanakhama says, Osir, not only from noilodim, but even from yiloidim. Remeir says, Amater, even yiloidim, which sounds like even noilodim. And the Gemara is going to ask, Soi bazoi, so who's the neder chalad? It's not chalad noilodim, it's not chalad yiloidim. So you're telling me that the neder is meaningless? The Gemara is going to ask that question shortly. The Chachomim Oymim, the Chachomim say, and the Gemara is going to tell us, or the Ram is going to tell us, that these Chachomim is not a third view, it's the first view of the Tanakhama. When he said his words, he only had in mind those that will eventually be, that those that give birth through Leda, as opposed to giving birth by laying eggs. And so therefore, that's why the Tanakhama, when he says min ha-neilodim, osim min ha-yiloidim, because what he's really referring to is mankind as well as animals from the animal kingdom who give birth through normal wombs and normal rechem, like we're accustomed to, as opposed to, for instance, fish and egg and fowl and birds that give birth vis-a-vis by laying eggs.
What about IVF?
That's a very good question.
Or a cesarean section, a Kaiserschnitt, you call it.
Yeah, Kaiserschnitt.
Is that Yulud?
For our purposes, yes. Mishadarka means peoples.
Okay.
That's their
berach. Class of people.
They procreate, they multiply, they produce.
They progenerate.
They progenerate through later. Okay, we'll see Mitchum at the bottom. So yeah, look, the Gemara, we said in the case, but I'm not allowed them, also many allowed them, but a mayor matter af be allowed them, that a mayor v'loi mi boi am not allowed them, ella mi man osir. The Lashon of Rameyer matter, he's matter, even by Yiloidim, that sounds not only by Noilodim, but even by Yiloidim. So it means according to Rameyer, everybody's mutter. Well, who's also then? Eliman also. So the Marchasur Mechsav Achitani, we have to add a couple of words. We start the Mishnah again. Hanoidim and Yiloidim, mutam and Noilodim. That's the first case of Mishnah. That's no discussion. You made a neder from all those that were previously born. You mutter all those that have not been born yet. If he says, Min Hanoilodim, says the Tanakhama, also be Yiloidim, you also be Yiloidim as well. Remeir Oimer, Av Hanoidim and Hanoilodim, Mutter be Yiloidim, Ki Heichi, the Noidim and Ayiloidim, Mutter be Noilodim. Remeir says these two terms are mutually exclusive. Just like when you make a Neder, Min Hayiloidim, you agree with me, Tanakhama, that you Mutter be Noilodim, because Yiloidim means those that were previously born. And therefore, only those did you aser, and not noilodim, those that will be born in the future. So the same thing applies. If I make a neder against those that have not been born yet, that will be born in the future, so mutter be yiloidim. So I'm mutter all those that have been born already. I mean, it's one or the other. So based on this discussion, the memra de noilodim. The Mesialdin Mashma. Based on what I've just been listening to for the last couple of minutes, it sounds like Yiloidim means those that have not been born. Noilodim means those that will be born. The Memra de Noilodim de Mesialdin Mashma, that those will be born. El Miata. Let's look at a Pusik in the Chemish. What does it say in Parshas Vayechi? What did Yaakov Avinu say to Yosef HaTzadik? V'ata shnei v'necha hanoilodim lecha bi'eretz Mitzrayim ad boi eilecha Mitzrayim alihem Ephraim u'menashe k'ruvim v'shimen yuli. Oh, this Ephraim u'menashe were not in utero and were not in Shemayim. They were born already. And Yaakov Avinu says they're going to be counted among the Shvatim just like Reuven and Shimon. Those were noilodim. So Freyti Yimura, Hachanami, Dias Yaldan, are you going to tell me that they weren't born yet? Of course they were born. There's nothing to talk about. How bad they were born. So you see, Noilodim means someone who's born what? Velamai. So you're going to go and tell me, Dielidu Mashma, that the word Noilotaka means those that are already born, like Ephraim and Menashe. El Meyatan Dechsev, I have another pasuk. It says that the Novi said to Yerovam ben Nevat, Hine vein Noilodim beis David, Yeshio Shemo. In the future, we're going to have an einikel of the Beis David, Yoshio HaMelech. Hachinami Dehava, are you telling me that Yoshio was born already at that time when Yerovam ben Nevat was the king? Or was the leader? V'adayin Menashe Leiba. Menashe hadn't even been born yet. And Menashe was the grandfather of Yoshio HaMelech, right? You had Chizki HaMelech, who had the son Menashe. Menashe had the son Amoin. Amoin had the son Yoshio. So says the Gemara, the Novi is predicting what's going to happen in future generations, that Yoshio will be born, and he uses the term, Hinevein, Noilin the Beis David. Hachanami Dehava, was he born already? By Dai Menashe, but even his grandfather wasn't born yet. Certainly he wasn't born. Ella says the Gemara, Ella Mashmahachi and Mashmahachi. The truth of the matter is the word noilid has both definitions. Both the definition of someone that was born and the definition of someone that was not born yet. So what's the shaila? When it comes to Nedarim, it doesn't depend on what it says in the Torah. It depends how people speak. Because after all, it's people that are making the Nedarim. It's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu making the Nedarim. So if people, when they use the term noilid, we have to analyze, what does that mean? Does it the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Remeir, where the Tanakhama says that the word noilad is susceptible to both definitions, and that's how people speak, like it says in the Torah. So therefore, if you say noiladim, you mean both that were born already, like Ephraim u'Menashe, and you mean noiladim, those that will be born in the future. And therefore, you're asering also yiloidim, both those that are already born and those that will be born. So Remeir, no. Ask, go do a general public census and ask and do statistics, and you'll find it's the other way around. That what? Those that say noidim min hayiloidim, those who were previously born, then mutam noiloidim, because people define noiloidim not as people that were born already. They use the term noiloidim as people that will be born, like the case of Yoshio HaMelech. So therefore, if I make a neder min hayiloidim, those that were previously born, then it does not include noilodim, those that were not born yet. Remeir says, no. Remeir, I'm sorry. Min hanoilodim, if you make a neder from noilodim, noilodim means that's already susceptible, says the Tanakhama, to both pshatim, both born and not born, says Osir, men hayiloidim, not only those that were previously born, but those that will be born, because noilodim has both definitions. Remeir mater biiloidim, even though he says af biiloidim, he means that just like when you make a neder men hayiloidim, you're mutter be noilodim, when you make a neder men hanoilodim, you are mutter be yiloidim. Why? Because people, when they use the term noilodim, they don't use it so in such a vague, ambiguous way that you're saying Tanakhama, that it could be understood both ways. People that were born and people to be born. No, says Rameyer. People are very precise. When they say Nerlodim, they mean those to be born and not those that were born already. So we have a machloikis between Rameyer and Rabbanan. What is the Lashon B'Yodim when you use the term Nerlodim? Now the Chum say at the end of the Mishnah, Luniskavin Zel, Misha Darkly Evala. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, lafuke mai, what does that come to exclude? Lafuke dogim vi oifais. Meaning, say the Chacham, when a person uses the expression min hanoilodim, he doesn't mean, like Remeir says, only in one direction, only those to be born. He means both those who were born and those to be born. So what's this lashon oilodim? What he really means to say is, those species on this world, whether they're Homo sapiens, or whether they happen to be mammals, they happen to be regular animals, or wild beasts, or whatever, which ones am I asering? Those that procreate and have new generations through Leda comes to exclude Dogim V'Oifois. If you look at the very final Ram, Lafuki Dogim V'Oifois, She'matilim Beyim, V'loi Mitzeru P'me'ei Iman. They don't have your normal gestation period pregnancies, but rather they mitzvahs from Lashon of Yetzira. They create newborns through being matul beim and not through me'iman, through the wombs of their mommies. If we want to take a quick look at the final ran right before this ran, who explains in a little bit more detail about noilodim and yiloidim, and then we're going to get to our friend Ariel's famous pasuk called ben hayiloid. So we look quickly. Zok the ran. As we have from the two psukim, one pasuk says noilodim means previously born. The other pasuk says noilodim beistavid yeshio shemai in the future. That's how people speak. That's why the rabbanon say at the end of the mishnah, don't say Remeir that when he's using the term noilodim, that he's only thinking about those to be born. No, that wasn't his kavana. Rather, what he had in mind is those that give birth through Leda, and not through Matul Beyim. This is not a third view, a third opinion in the Mishnah. The Frushikam of Farshitamai, the Ami, the Noidim and Hayiloidim, Osur Bakoil. You know, I'm sorry, Min Hanoilodim, Osur Bakoil. I'll tell you why. He wasn't really talking about already born to be born in the future, but rather his kavana was who is the derech, which species of creations that Kodesh Baruch Hu created give birth through later, whether they previously gave birth, they will give birth. Because the word noilod is susceptible to both. Only those that will be born in the future. And therefore, if you use the term noilodim, you are excluding yiloidim. Just like when you say yiloidim, it's exclusive, you're excluding noilodim. Same thing, using the term noilodim, you're excluding yiloidim. That's
that makes perfect sense. I'm not sure why the,
when the one disagree?
Yeah, the one disagree. I mean, just the question of Bnei Adam. Okay, so maybe that's...
it's a question of how do people speak.
Yeah.
I'm sure the elite who speak in scriptural terms, in biblical terms, when they use the term Noila, they have in mind everything. But the Amar Oretz that nothing knows, doesn't know what it says in the Torah, they just know people use Noila for the future. Now, the last four lines. Ubiloidim nami... What about the term Yiloidim, which we haven't focused that much attention to? What about the word Yiloid? Yiloidim Nami, Travayu Moidu, everybody agrees. The Mutter Ba'is and Shasin Livalid. You're only us are those that were born already and not those in the future. Tamayu Mishum, Loshim Neyotim.
Who's saying this?
This is the Ran.
Right, I know, but who's she?
Everybody. Travayu Moidu. Start again. Yiloidim Nami, Travayu Moidu means both of them.
I don't know what means. No Ladim?
Ubeyiloidim. That's the first gate of the Mishnah.
Both agree.
By Yiloidim, there's no Machlekes. Machlekes is only Benoiloidim. By Noidim and Yiloidim, everybody agrees. You're only us or those that were previously born. Mamut Benoiloidim, but you are Mutter, those that will be born in the future. It's Menhanoiloidim, says the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, Osir. Everybody across the board, because people speak in biblical terms, and noilim means both, so both to be born and those that were born. Ramey said, no, Bnei Adam don't talk like that. And therefore, when they think of noilim, they think about the future, and not about the past. Anyway, so getting back now, what's the definition of yiloidim? Says now the Rambam, yiloidim nami, the Chavayim Moide. Really, everybody agrees. The mutter ba'oisen shasidim hivalei, like the Mishnah started off, anoidim yiloidim, mutter b'noi lodim. Tamai, you know what the reason is? Mishum loshin b'nei odam. Tila b'loshin Torah, if you look in the Torah, there too, ki heichi demashim b'nei lodim kvar, the word yiloid could mean those that were really born, kidech ziv, this is a pasuk in Yeshua. We're referring to those that were already born back in the good old days, in the Midbar days. So that means past. Those that will be born in the future, like Brother Ariel told us a few minutes ago. So we see that we're talking about hayiloid that will be born. So everybody agrees the Loshem Torah is Chavada, both old and new.
Past and future.
That's Loshem Bnei Adam. However, when it comes to Loshem Bnei Adam, they both agree that it does not go Basa Loshem Torah. Loshem Bnei Adam is only referring to Yiloidim that were previously born to exclude those that were not born yet.
Oh.
Good.
Yes.
Just to end off, I remember my Shmigal there. Shalom. Have a wonderful day, David. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. Enjoy the Toiki. Have a great Thanksgiving. I give you Chodesh Tov. Freilich and Lechting Chodesh. Sorry?
I'm surprised that Lavovita is also. What about reptiles and shrotsim?
Do those give birth?
Eggs.
They lay eggs.
Okay, so then those would be included as well. We're just giving examples of those that are not Leda types, but are Matalbeim types. Or those that are not Matalbeim, but.
The Chazal limited to only two categories are mentioned.
And I think that you should. I would assume, I didn't check it out, but I assume the Mefarshim would say the same thing applies to any others that fit into that category. But it's a good point. It's an extra special point.
You were about to quote something.
Yes, I was going to quote from my Shviga Le'ashom. My Shviga, many years ago, Le'ashom, she once came back from a Perek Shir on a Shabbos afternoon, and she was very nispoiled from the Rav that gave the Shir. They were learning Perek of it, Perek Yovis, and the Perek says, Eizeu Chochem, Now the question is, what means noilad? So the Rav interpreted and he said, that's a person that can predict the future based on the past. Haroyes and noilad, he sees, in Yiddish they would say, Elenzuch from the Vergangenheit. Vergangenheit means from the past. Et Zeit the Usid, he sees the future, Voset Zayin in the future. So the Haroyes of the Chochem says, there's so much life experience, I lived through history, and I know now, based on what I saw in the past, what will be in the future. So therefore, he used the term noilad both ways, like our Gemara, that the word noilad has both interpretations. Both something that was born before, something to be born in the future.
It's Benzoma.